Anybody else on the staff?
Yes, Campbell.
Campbell.
Sherry.
And then Sherry. Okay, well, Sherry, you've only talked once, so I'm going to do Sherry first and then Campbell.
Okay. In terms of doing a fundraiser, it's sort of like part of what we're going through now is listener fatigue. There are a lot of issues in terms of going on the air and telling people that you're just collapsing. People don't give to organizations that are collapsing. Some of the stations are fundraising so many days a year that they can barely stay afloat. And if we could just go on the air for 2 days and make this national appeal, we would have done it a long time ago. All of the people throughout the network who have been doing the fund drives and watching the impact of extended fund drives or adding days are opposed to it, and they're opposed to it because they don't work. It interrupts regular programming. It tends to lose more audience, and it doesn't raise the revenues. And it's a fantasy. It's a complete fantasy. Doesn't mean that there aren't profound problems that have to be addressed, and that they involve issues of programming and audience and revenues. But you're not going to solve this problem or this financial crunch by going on the air and doing more fundraisers. It doesn't work. I'm done.
Campbell.
Yeah. Point that I'd like to make is this, and in regards to the comment about OG, we were talking about programming changes 6 months ago. We weren't allowed to talk about any programming changes. We were just talking about cuts. And I remember I was trying to make recommendations for how things would improve and how resources could be directed to improve operations at the various stations. And, this was just not going to be accepted in the finance committee. Okay, so to say that, we've been talking about that for over 6 months or 6 months ago, I don't recall that ever getting any traction at all. It's being talked about now. I think that there are solid plans that can be implemented now. Sometimes it takes the situation of having your back to the wall, which is where we are now, so that people can get inspired and motivated to act on something. When there's still some opportunity, some leeway, the parochial concerns that folks have in terms of their own interests, their own station interests, and everything can, swing the day. But now, I think when the whole ship is, in danger of sinking, that we've got a rather compelling situation that if somebody doesn't recognize that, it's like we will either be, we will be committing suicide. And to not get a loan, which can, it's not just a stopgap to pay off current bills, it's a loan that's going to provide the resources so that we can make, do things better, so that we can implement new programs, new efforts, new mailing strategies that I understand are successful or have been successful in the past, and also have resources available for consultation and getting the information that would need to ensure that in moving forward we'll be able to do it in a viable fashion. I think that the only sensible way to in dealing with this would be to advise the national board to go forward. But we may want to add the caveat in there that, yes, they need to pay close attention to the need, the absolute need, to implement these plans, that your vote to go forward on the loan is a vote to implement the planning or implement the plans that are going to be developed around the areas that were identified in Lonnie's correspondence. So, it doesn't, any business that's making a loan or let's say many businesses, are doing things that are different from what was done before. And that's the uncertainty, and that's why entrepreneurs are rather rare characters. A lot of folks would much prefer to have a salary, and a number of people, I guess, on this committee are salaried employees.
Come
and
on.
That's
Come
a
on, Campbell.
It's a summer.
Campbell. Please, Campbell. Please, Campbell.
Hold on, Campbell. Can you wrap it up a little bit?
The point is that I think this is a time where we need to make an affirmative decision that Pacifica is going to survive.
I'm getting insulted, man.
It's a summer.
Okay, Jamie. All right, I think
Kathy Davis, am I allowed to ask a question? If so, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Kathy, I'll put you on the stack. I've got Summer, Jamie, Alberto. Did you want to be on the stack?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, and then Kathy had a question. Okay, Summer.
Okay, so I guess I'll respond first to what Alberto was just reacting to, which is sort of, and I've heard these digs before. A, you know, I've rarely been a salaried employee and have usually worked for myself, and a lot of us are professionals of various sorts, so I think like your assumption to constantly assume what other people do for a living is a little rude. So that's A. B, I'll clarify what I was saying. I believe Grace Aaron had a motion that she tried to get put on the agenda for about 6 or 8 months that dealt with improving programming. Now that we're looking at taking out a loan, we're being told this is the selling factor on how we're going to repay our loan. So I think that was my point to just clarify. You're right, it never did get discussed in this committee, but it got brought up repeatedly as an issue to do with our revenue stream and was not ever addressed until now that we're looking at hawking the KPFK building and taking out a large loan. Suddenly it is the topic du jour. And I just find that amazing to me that it's not until we're looking at taking a large loan that we're willing to address the underlying issue as to why we're not generating enough revenue. That and litigation. You know, I on some levels feel, you know, our listeners have a right to know that we get sued into the ground for sexual harassment at our stations, because that is absurd at an organization like this. And I don't see, I see issues with who is running what at the national level in terms of staff. In terms of, you know, you can throw money at things, and if you don't change who's making the decisions, how the decisions are being made, and you're not bringing in some expertise to handle that, all we will do is be broke again in 3 months. So that's my point, all right? It's not that we discussed this issue. We weren't able to discuss this issue, but it was certainly raised repeatedly. And now that we're looking at a loan, it's being looked at as, like, one of the main issues. So
Here, Summer.
Thank you.
Jamie.
Hi, yes, thanks. I think this is a very important discussion. I'm glad we're getting a chance to have it. A couple of quick points. In regard to the idea, the loan having, one of the advantages of the loan is it has money available to develop new programming. You know, in a slightly different world, that would be a big selling point for me because, you know, we do need to develop new programming, and I have a slight entrepreneurial spirit, even though I tend to be kind of a pessimist. I would go for it under certain circumstances, but I guess what my experience with this organization has been, at least in part, it's not lack of funds that has, you know, made us not put our best programming forward, at least not in many cases. You know, there's other issues that hamstring us that don't have to do with lack of money. And I guess I do agree with Summer. Having watched things unfold for the past several years, I could certainly see, you know, nothing changing and we just use up the money and not, you know, not get anywhere. And as far as, you know, one thing I think we need to ask ourselves is, we're in a period, let's be honest, we're in a period where Pacifica is retrenching. We're cutting down, we're getting smaller, and you know the hope is eventually we'll get it together enough that we'll still have our valuable assets, our licenses, and hopefully our properties, and we can grow. So the question is, in this retrenching mode, is getting rid of the KPFK building the right move? Because if we don't change our way of doing things, that's what's going to happen. I believe somebody on the PNB moved, if I recall correctly, last meeting. They wanted this committee tonight actually to have that discussion. Why was KPFK chosen? as the collateral for this loan. And I think it is important for us to be honest, say, well, if we are retrenching and we're mortgaging our assets in order to kind of hold on until the magic day happens that we do turn ourselves around and do a, you know, become a more sustainable outfit, is that the right asset to risk?
Well, I can actually answer that question, Jamie. I mean,
okay, thank
I don't remember much. I don't remember much, and it could be that I'm wrong on this one. But we had this discussion like 5 or 6 months ago, and there were three structures that were subject to the discussion. There was Houston, KPFT, there was San Francisco, KPFA, and there was KPFK. The idea was that Houston just didn't have enough value. I don't know if the building's worth $500,000. Be surprised. It might be worth $750,000. And so it was kind of taken off the list. And the idea of going to K versus A was that A had already put up the CD. And since A had already put up the CD, they'd already come to the trough, so to speak, and put something up to keep the foundation afloat, then maybe it was fair to go someplace else. And as I recall, that was the logic of the discussion. I could be wrong, but that was what my memory tells me, just so you know.
Okay, there was no
singling out of KPFK, so to speak. It just happened to be by default, I think.
This is Grace. I'd like to respond or be put.
Yeah,
on the
I could. Back. Could I speak, Mike?
Sure.
Grace might want to respond to that too. Thank
be
you for that. I do remember that argument, and I remember us voting on it, and it was in the middle of the night, and I abstained because it was too late. It seemed, but for me to figure that one out. I mean, I guess I would look at it differently. If we had to compare, let's say the two buildings with the value that we need to secure the loan that we need are KPFA and KPFK. A more solid, I mean, one could argue that it's more important that the foundation keep KPFA's building because that's the flagship space and that's the national office. I mean, that argument would hold more sway with me than the fact that KPFA put up a CD. But I do believe we need to figure that one out on a deeper level.
Can I?
Thanks.
Okay, we've got I think Kathy had a question, and then Grace
and Campbell.
Okay, I'm up.
Yes.
Kathy, you had a question?
Yes, I do. Assuming that we did take out the loan, the $1 million loan, after paying off the immediate debts, I understand there'll be $300,000 remaining, which is being said to be used for new programming. My question is, could we set aside whatever it would cost to pay back the loan for the first year out of that $300,000 and then give us a window of opportunity to create real solutions? So is there any reason that we couldn't use that money to ensure that we can pay off the loan for the next year?
Lonnie, you're there? Lonnie?
I guess he's not there anymore. I can make a response on that.
Well, no, Campbell, you're on the stack for another reason. I kind of liked our CFO to respond.
Lonnie's here. Hey, hello.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, as I understand the question, could we set aside the $300,000 inside the loan proceeds?
No, the question was, could we set aside enough money for the first year's payment inside the loan proceeds?
Yeah,
is that right, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not use that $300,000 for programming, but use it instead to set aside for paying back the loan. Is that right?
No, I think the question was, and Kathy can correct me if she wants, but is there sufficient funds within the loan monies? She mentioned the $300,000 as being something we had to dedicate to new programming under the loan package, but is there sufficient funding just to set aside the first year's note payments out of the monies received?
Well, yeah, I think we have the same. I understand it the same way. The bank probably would object. because of the way they see it, and most banks do, that $300,000 should be used for revenue-producing activities. And they would want to see it used to produce more than $300,000 so that they could be assured of their loan payments, especially in the first year or second year. That would be my first impression. They probably would say, no, we want to use it the way it was intended. But the question is there any money that the Pacifica can set aside against loan payments that we currently have, and that's going to come up? Because we won't be able to spend all of that $300,000, obviously, in the first month. So it'll take time, take a plan, operationalize it, and spend those funds. And hell, it might take 6 months in order to get through the $300,000. So in effect, we will be slow. We would, in effect, have those funds available, although because we wouldn't be able to spend them overnight. So anyway, that's my information.
Okay.
May I respond?
Sure, Kathy.
Lonnie, the reason I say that is because no matter what we do with regard to programming, even if we come out with the most fantabulous program imaginable, there's going to be a window before that's going to be able to produce income. And any step we take, there needs to be a window before any income is going to be produced. Would it be reasonable to speak to the bank with regard to that? Not that we, so that whatever we use would be replaced into that $300,000, but we just want to ensure that we would be able to pay it. And then once income has begun to be generated, it'll be replaced into that $300,000 fund. But at least that'll give us a window to do something real. And it seems that the bank, that's what they want. If we present to them that realistically, it's going to be 6 months to a year to 2 years before the income comes in. I mean, that's realistic.
Well,
would they reject that notion out of hand, or is that something that we could at least propose as part of our overall plan that we're going to submit to them?
Well, what we could do in that spirit, remember that $300,000 breaks down in three different ways. One part of it is for program acquisition. And if we choose to use it that way, but we've been cleared to use it that way, program acquisition, you buy a program, it goes on the air, and presumably some of the general managers do have ideas about having that happen fairly quickly. Audience development, the bank does expect it will take time. And in 6 months, we have to tell them. They're not radio people, so we tell them how long it will take for that to produce the income. And, of course, reasonably that takes 6 to 8 months. Certainly within the first year, they want to see results in terms of income being produced. The other one is consultation. If you recall the way the wording has gone into that application, the funds are there for consultation, et cetera. We have to tell them how we'll spend those funds on consultation. So to some extent, we have to tell them how we want to spend it, over what period of time, with what return. So we do have that flexibility. That is to say, they're prepared to hand us a check. But what they want, in conjunction with that, by January 5th, remember, our deadline is January 5th. If we don't get them these 3 or 4 points by January 5th, we will lose the loan. It's all academic. They will not be flexible with us. That's their date. They were very clear with me. We don't have the materials to them on or before January 5th, we're not going to get the loan. So the materials are critical in their decision-making around how we plan to spend it over what time. That would be my rough answer.
Bonnie Grace was next on the stack.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say is that using the KPFK building as collateral was decided in a meeting where, when I was on a plane on September 17th, going to the in-person meeting in D.C. Summer Reese was also not able to be on that call. So that decision was made without any input whatsoever from anyone from KPFK. That's the first thing.
The second thing is, Lonnie has stated that a lot of these conditions are no longer being required by the bank. I don't see that in writing. I would like to have to see that in writing, because there are too many things being required by the bank that we cannot in all good conscience say we will deliver. And if we don't, if we sign on to this as it's stated in this loan approval document, we will be putting KPFK building in jeopardy, because if we don't fulfill these conditions, and they are actually conditions, then the bank can call the loan, because that's a legal contract. If we don't fulfill our side of the agreement, they can call the loan. Now, the next thing is, there are many flaws in the loan, some of the loan documents themselves. For instance, Lonnie answered a question in a different document regarding the cash flow status of the foundation. Now, this is based on our cash flow, based on fund drive goals. But several of the fund drive goals were not up to, equal to, the amount needed in our budgets, because they were set as to what would be realistic rather than what would put those stations in a positive mode in terms of having enough revenue generated at the fund drive to cover expenses. For instance, KPFK had a very failed fund drive in the summer, which put us $200,000 in negative. In order to make that up, our fund drive goal would have had to be $1.2 million in our October drive. The goal was only $1 million, which we met, but we still have a $200,000 shortfall. That's why we're in financial trouble right now, because the summer drive failed. The same thing happened with WBAI and, I believe, with WPFW. The goals were not commensurate with how much was expected to be generated by those drives in the budgets. Also, as far as I can tell, the stations have not been going ahead with or implementing what they promised to do in various budget items. For instance, there was off-air fundraising promised by WBAI that has not materialized yet. Therefore, no income that was budgeted to be generated has happened. So the information given to the bank in response to these questions is misleading, and I cannot, as a director, cannot sign on to documents that are misleading. There's also a question about lawsuits, also a large omission in there that would make signing on to a loan and accepting what was stated in our responses to lenders' questions would put us in legal jeopardy. The other thing is, there was another meeting. I'm losing my train of thought. Anyway, I'm against this loan. Oh, the other thing is, in the loan application itself was disapproved by the National Finance Committee at a meeting. A vote was taken. It was disapproved because the items in the loan application were not made or approved by the National Finance Committee or the Pacifica National Board as a whole. I don't know who put them together, right. Possibly just Lonnie and Mike. But the first thing in that in the loan is that that CD of KPFA would be paid off. The next thing was $300,000 of debts to be paid down, Democracy Now! And FSRN, et cetera, and some other debts. And the third thing was $300,000 for programming improvement. Now, in terms of the programming improvement, I agree that programming needs to be improved. But who is this going to be designed by? A management that we don't have? A national program director we don't have? We need to have a serious plan of how we're going to turn around this network. There's extreme resistance to changing programming at several stations. In the GM's report to the PNB a couple of weeks ago, only one station, our station, KPFK, is starting to change programming. None of the other general managers had that as a serious statement in what they said. KPFA wants to improve their revenue with off-air fundraising. I don't remember exactly what Tony Riddle said, but, you know, what I've heard from WBAI from before Tony Riddle, we've gotten a lot of promises of what was going to be done and how that station was going to be turned around, and none of them has come to fruition. We need to have a really solid plan. That's what the bank wants. This loan, I am against this loan. If KPFA feels that this loan is really needed, then I suggest that they volunteer their building to as collateral for the loan. KPFK is solidly against this loan for many reasons. And so I would say that if other stations really want to take out the loan, that they step forward and collateralize their building instead of KPFK.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah,
I think that I'm next on the stack.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Campbell. Yes, Alberto, you had a question?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'm waiting, Alberto.
Oh, sorry. Art Paul, is he still on the line? I haven't heard him.
Well, I don't know.
Ask him?
Art Paul? I don't know.
Okay.
Campbell.
Okay.
Can you please add Zakai to the stack, Mike? Thanks.
Oh, okay, Zakai. How are you today?
Hey, Zakai.
Okay.
First thing is this, that
Campbell,
Lonnie,
if you could keep it, kind of control the time, because this is your fifth time to speak.
You had mentioned that we had to have a decision by January. Have the terms and the December 4th letter changed? Because that letter states that the approval is effective for 60 days from the date of loan committee approval, which was December the 4th, as stated in the letter. So that would mean we would have until February, not just January. So has that changed?
Bonnie, you want to answer that?
Well, that's what they're telling me. They're saying to get into the queue, they need the materials by the 5th. We probably wouldn't see any money for another 3 weeks after that, maybe 4 weeks. That would put us pretty close to the 5th.
Okay. Okay, second thing. The question was raised about, committing different buildings and whatnot. Now, most financial institutions have market areas in which they operate, and I would expect that that particular financial institution has a market area and that KPFK's building is in that market area. So
correct.
I don't think it's you don't understand banking if you think that people can, switch up buildings from, Houston to New York to whatever. You can't substitute like that. It just doesn't happen that way. And so far as the question about legal jeopardy because of errors on a financial statement, bankers are people who understand that human beings put on their pants one leg at a time and that errors are made. Unless it's something that is intentional, that is designed to be misleading or something, you're okay. There's no problem with that. And folks are always, you frequently have to update things. So I think that that's, a point that we need to keep in mind. As well, I think there was a comment about taking some of the money and putting it away for this, that, or the other. Usually, and I expect that this would be the case, an account would be established at the financial institution and we would have a drawdown. And that what the financial institution would be interested in is what we're doing with that. They wouldn't want us to draw it down and stick it someplace else to pay them back later on. I think that they would see that as not being really responsive to the obligations of the loan. Last point that I'd like to make is that Grace's comment regarding there being extreme resistance to changing programming. Well, it may be some other places, but at WPFW we had
a major number of changes in programming. And our programming director had indicated in our last programming meeting that he is willing to incorporate other changes. And,
I got to bump you a little bit on time. I'm sorry, I'm just
so
chair,
you know just well. There's just been unfortunately a lot of misinformation that people are using as a basis for a decision against us that I think is unfortunate.
Can I be put back on the staff?
Yeah, it's interesting, Campbell. You know that we're at the same station. I see things very differently as far as any major changes that happen in the programming. Basically, we shifted some shows around. The major changes that we need network wide, and this may not be the best call for this, but have to do with bringing a younger demographic in, more dynamic type of programming. We haven't done that at PFW. Let's not fool ourselves. We changed some shows around, moved around some personnel and whatnot, but haven't done anything really earth-shattering as far as bringing in some.
Did you stay for the entire meeting, programming meeting?
Yeah, I was at the meeting, and the programming changes that were made, I was there when the program changes were made.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not that dynamic. But anyway, this is not the call for that anyway. But I just want to say that I see it much differently. And I think there's a problem across the board with there not being that true adherence to the mission of Pacifica. And that's why we're broke now. If we had been listening and reading the mission that was laid out for the foundation, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now. I hope we don't take the loan, but it seems like we have to. In taking the loan, I think it would be it doesn't make sense to take a third of that money to talk about programming. I mean, that's a lot of money just, you know, to come up with some new programming ideas. I think where we're really failing is that we're not reaching out to the listeners. We're not even sharing this crisis with the listeners of Pacifica, the ones who actually fund the network. We're not mining them for any ideas. We're not even going back to look for any of the people who have benefited from being on the airwaves as a way to generate more revenue for us.
This is for another time.
Please stop cutting me off. Please stop cutting me off. No one cut you off when you were talking. Thank you. Last thing I would like to say is if we do go for the loan, I just hope that before we do that, we make a statement to all the listeners, a national statement that is played prominently on air prior to us signing anything, that this is what's going on, to inform the listeners. Because if anything negative happens in the next 3 months and we're not able to make the revenue, the last station that reported their fund drive, they came up short, as did PFW, our last fund drive. If these kind of things continue, we will not be able to pay this money back. And we'll have to tell the listeners why we're losing an asset like KPFA, why we're shutting down stations. And we don't want to tell them that after we make the decision. We'd like to tell them that before. So that's what I would say. If we make the decision tonight to go for the loan, attach that to our notes to the main body, that before we sign anything, we should make a national appeal, no, a national announcement about this crisis and what we have planned to do and get feedback from the listeners. Thank you.
Anybody else? Summer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hi. I totally agree with what Zakai said about letting the listeners know, and I think, you know, maybe Sherry misunderstood what I was saying. I'm not saying going to continuous pitch drive. I don't think it's right that we're hawking buildings and we don't tell the listeners that we're in the kind of trouble that we're in, because, you know, people, 89-year-old women, take out $25 at a time to support these stations, you know what I mean? Like, we take people's really hard-earned money, and the fact that people don't know about all the lawsuits, all of these things, if it's really a public station the way we tout it, they should be aware of all these things. They should be totally aware before we, you know, leverage one of our major assets. And it's not about, to me, which signal area. It's about things that we own concretely that can't be taken away in foreclosure versus things we're paying rent on. And when you saddle an asset with a major debt that you may or may not be able to repay, it's very problematic. As to what's included in the loan documents, I mean, frankly, I don't see how we can in any way vote for a loan, never mind that I'm against it. But if there are material misrepresentations, if we I would disagree with Campbell, if you leave out litigation costs that you are aware of, the directors are personally liable as fiduciaries of the foundation. I mean, they have an obligation to let a financial institution know what they're up against financially.
Summer, I got it. I just got to interrupt. summer, I just have to interrupt you on that statement. You have suggested material misrepresentation.
Well, if we leave things
contract.
Out, it is a material representation.
Let me finish. This important legal point. We're on a public meeting, and I was involved in that, and I can assure you that there are no material misrepresentations in a loan application.
Okay, well, I'm very glad to hear that.
But you were at the meeting, so, I mean, I just think it's very careful on the choice of your words. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, I would like to know that we've got full disclosure, let's put it that way, on any financial liabilities that we may be accruing. And on the other thing, you know, we hear a verbal representation that something like a 4x annual audit will not be required, but how can we vote on something on a verbal representation? That has to be in writing. A 4x-a-year audit would be backbreaking and much more expensive than what we currently pay for a once-a-year audit, because an audit is an audit. I don't care if you're only doing a quarter of the year's worth of books. You have to do all the same procedures. So it's not sufficient to say these things have been worked out and the bank has gotten rid of this requirement or that requirement. Everything, you know, I mean, I have a loan. I mean, and when I signed off on it, everything was specifically spelled out. There was nothing open to conjecture as to how it was to be interpreted later. And I don't see this any differently. Every single thing needs to be in there, in writing before we, in good conscience, could vote for a loan, whether or not we agree with the principal idea of getting a loan on the building or not. Just from good business sense, you can't say, oh, well, that's not really in there. We can't vote yes on something just because it's not really in there. It needs to say it's not really in there. So,
Lonnie on the stack, I can answer that question.
Thank
you, Lonnie.
Well, no, it doesn't work that way, Summer. What they're saying is that we have to present them what amounts to the second phase of the loan application. And in that second phase, they have already said, no, you don't do quarterly audits, fine. They've already said that verbally. They will put it in the final document.
Okay.
The same thing is true around this prepayment thing. They're willing to be flexible on it. What they need from us is for us to do our job. They've already told us, here's what we're proposing. And what we need you to do is to meet the first initial requirement. And in those requirements, you can propose changes. We can say to them, we will step along, and what we want to do is make the following request that you put in verbal representations in writing and tell them what we'd like to see in writing. I think they will do it, and we don't have the problem. So these folks are trying to help us. They're not our enemies. They are trying to help Pacifica, and we should try to help them. Now, I understand that having the feeling that your building is in hoc or may get taken away from is very, very upsetting. On the other hand, I feel the strong feeling that given all what we have on the table, we have to have a solution in 30, 45 days. Otherwise, we will have just as big a problem in terms of coming up with cash we don't have. And we don't, as many people on this call has already stated, we don't have the assurance that the stations can produce the revenue. They can't produce it, even if we were to assess them. They don't have the money. So it's sort of like you can't have it both ways. You can't say that, boy, we don't have the revenue, and we don't have the audience, and we don't have the programming, and it's not going to be forthcoming. At the same time, reject some way to at least protect the stations from some sort of financial assessment that will surely come. It is the stations, in the end, will have to pay. And so, in a way, the loan is an attempt to forestall that kind of chaos and at least give the stations time to think through what they're doing and to come up with some plans for revenue production. So that's really another way of looking at it. But I finished by saying what I started with. We have no good solutions here left. We waited too long. Now all we have are bad solutions. And we're debating bad solutions, none of which are great. So that's what I'm saying. None of them are great. We don't take the loan. We're going to have to take it from the station. Or we'll be forced to sell something. The same outcome. And we are in that bad situation.
Okay. Does anyone have a motion?
Brian here.
Brian.
Not a motion. I apologize for getting on late. As I told you all through email, I had to be on the air for the first part of this call. I have a question for Lonnie, and the question is this. If the loan is not approved, either because the bank decides they don't want to give it to us or the board decides they don't want to ask for it. What specific concrete measures will you have to take?
Well, I did go over those what I call options, pros and cons before. I do them again. That as of January 31st, the first thing I'm going to have to weigh before that, I'm going to have to decide with a $200,000 cash flow deficit, who doesn't get paid starting today, which is say, and all through the month of January, to try to come up, make up that $191,000 deficit. That would be the first. I'm doing that right now. I'm looking over who we owe, how much, and how much cash is available. Won't be available on this day, January 31st. The second thing I'm looking at is how much revenue, even after you do all that for January, the problem's not over because you've got to pay bills in February. Merely not paying people does not work. The bills just double the next month. So you have to plan for the next month. But the second thing I want to look at is how do I get bills paid in month two, say February. The third thing I want to look at is where to find revenue. If the bank loan, for example, say, would not happen, I'll likely go to the board.
Your voice is breaking up.
Yeah, somebody's around me. I would like to go to the board, and I'll say we are short $300,000 or $400,000. And the options we have are to assess the station, some part of that, assuming we have bills we have to pay, like health insurance, like workers' comp insurance, like the directors and officers insurance, like, you know, Democracy Now. Those I regard as must-pay bills. And if the stations don't have the funds, then I was saying earlier that I'd likely go to our bank and ask for overdraft protection, maybe $50,000 or $100,000 to get us through February. I would renegotiate all our outstanding vendors, tell them I can't pay them, give them 20% on the dollar a month, if they'll accept that without going to court. And slow pay other people. Right now we have people putting us on cash only. We have lawyers threatening not to pursue cases because we haven't paid them. So the last thing that I would do is throw my hands up and say, how can we speed up revenue into the network, whether it's new or old money? If you don't have new money, that is new revenue, can you speed up existing payments from other people to cover the cash flow deficit or what those speeded up revenues might be? What we did last year, and last year meaning 3 months ago, is, as you know, at KPFA, we speeded up revenue in input by having a drive in September and not waiting for October. That helped. The same thing at WBAI. We had five drives. So the last thing I would look at would be, well, could we in fact do something like that again this year? But the problem with that approach is that the money comes away in September and it's too late for us, and we will have trouble by February, March, and then April we'll have a problem. So there are no, as I was saying earlier, looking at all these different ways to go, are there any good ones in there? No, there are no good ones. Bad and worse. And I think I'm in an awful position of having to try them all. You know, I don't know if they'll work. I don't think so, but I still have to try.
And if they don't work?
Pardon me?
What happens if they don't work?
I come back to the board and I say, those folks that said we shouldn't take the loan and those folks that were for the loan and, you know, not the loan, the problem doesn't change. The bills still remain to be paid. And then the vendors will speak up at some point 3 or 4 months out. They'll start to sue us. They'll put us on cash only in terms of dealing with them, so we won't be able to pay for stuff if they're demanding cash. They're starting to do that already. And we'll end up in a situation of looking what we can pawn, hock, or borrow. We'll be in the same situation. It won't change the outcome. And as I closed my presentation, I said, well, the two things that I would recommend right away, of course, is that we develop a contingency plan for these things. That we look to reducing expenses. We have to do that just on a prudent basis. That no loan means that the funds have to be recouped some way else. that means looking back again, producing expenses as well that we have already. That's the bag of tricks in finance. Unless you have a major donor step up. The only thing I've done in the past is I've gone to what we call the loan guarantee mechanism, where you go to a major donor for a third party. I went to San Francisco Foundation, for example, and had that foundation guarantee our loan, in case it was $1 million. That made it easy for the bank to go along with it because they had a, you know, it's like a co-signer, really. But I don't know who vouched for Pacifica or if there's a major donor out there who will do this for us. But those are some of the things you can try. But the timetable is breathtaking, and that, even that takes time and work. So anyway, that's some ideas, and people don't want to go in the air. You know, that seems to be something they want to do. So we're stuck with bad ideas.
Okay. Thanks, Lonnie. Anything else? Did anyone have a motion or...
Jamie, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to briefly want to comment on a couple of things I heard. Lonnie pointed out that, 6 months ago we could have handled this differently, but now it's too late. Well, this is my problem. You know, we never deal with things. I have no confidence that we're going to deal with making our loan payments. That's why I'm not in favor of this. The other point I wanted to bring out was... You know, the business about going on air versus getting the loan, neither one of those is a good thing. Going on air, you burn out your listener sponsor base. Getting the loan, you endanger one of your assets. They're both bad. You know, I don't know which one is worse, but the way to figure out what's the best thing to do is to really think about that. Figure out which one is worse. It's like very easy to say we can't do this because it's bad. The fact is they're both bad. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Everyone. I think we're kind of at the point where the horse has been beat.
I've got a last point.
Actually, Brian here. I'd asked to be on the staff, but
yeah, Brian was first. Brian was before Campbell. Brian.
I think emotions are pretty high around this, and I just want to share my feelings before we get to voting. And again, I apologize if I cover any territory that happened before I got on the call. My principal concern with the loan is that we not just be deferring dealing with our problems. I've been under the understanding since pretty early this summer that we were on a course where we were going to need to borrow some money, even if we made really steep spending cuts, just because of kind of the inertia of spending and severance costs and things like that. And when that line of credit came out against KPFA's certificates of deposit, it was understanding that that would be replenished by a more stable real estate loan. My problem is I think we made a good effort during the budgeting period to get the network's finances into balance, but it looks like a few places are still running deficits. WBAI seems to be running a deficit with its cuts and also missing its budgeted revenue goals. I saw in Lonnie's cash flow that we had to advance them $50,000 this month to make rent. That's something we can't afford. It's something we have to deal with. KPFA has not made all its budgeted cuts, although management says they're imminent. Notified all the staff. But based on the fund drive results, stations like WPFW are reporting, I think we have to make more cuts. And I'm worried that there's no leadership in place at the national level to actually propose and execute specific cuts. And without that kind of plan, a loan is like giving someone a blood transfusion before you stitch shut their wounds. That said, going out of business 6 months from now with a loan is better than going out of business in a month because we default on our payments. So I'm very conflicted about what we do. At this point, it looks like the cash flow crunch horizon is within the next 30 days, and I don't think applying for another loan against another asset is even an option if we wanted to pursue it. We wouldn't turn something around that fast. I'm frustrated because I feel like we haven't been able to get a solid number for how much we need to borrow to get through that cash flow crunch. It doesn't seem to add up to $1 million. I don't think we should borrow a dollar more than we have to. I think if we were able to give back some of the loan right away, it would pretty much eliminate the bookkeeping at the end of those 10 years. I don't think there's any kind of solid national programming plan in place and couldn't endorse borrowing money to plug into some vague notions that will improve programming without a detailed plan that makes sense. I'd rather just see us borrow less. So I don't know how I feel about this, but we're supposed to advise the national board. So I hope we're advising them more than just yes or no on the loan, because neither one of them seems particularly acceptable to me under the circumstances. I feel like there probably has to be some borrowing to get us through the next month. I also feel like if we're not addressing the structural deficit, the loan isn't going to save us.
Campbell.
Yeah. This is, it's quite unfortunate that we don't have more people who have a business background and are familiar with business loans and how they differ from the loans that one would have as a consumer. And, you know, that's just, you know, the notion of borrowing just enough to pay off what your current indebtedness is not a realistic notion in the world of a business loan. In the world of a business loan, in our situation, what we are proposing to do is to turn the ship around. I would hope that, you know, at this point, people have gotten a good understanding of the level of criticality that we face, that we can't just play games anymore, and that we have to deal like, you know, people who've got some acumen in this area, so that we can say, okay, this is what we need to stop the bleeding, to pay the debts that we currently owe, and this is what we need in order to rectify the situation and to move forward on a plan. Now, previously, you know, from what I'm hearing, there's been no motivation to actually adopt a plan, and I don't know why these people are on a board, and I think that, you know, they should pass in their resignations if they don't have a vision or a commitment to mission or an ability to have the acumen to go forward with implementing a plan of some sort. But, you know, the thing is that if we get the loan, what we're going to get along with it will be the funds to implement a plan. And I think that some people maybe on the finance committee, hopefully, would be in a position to rattle the cages of our board members to get them to act. And if they don't know what to do, then to accept recommendations. And if they need a consultant to provide some recommendations, then to provide the funding, which will be there as part of the loan, for consultants to, you know, to develop recommendations on this. It's just, I feel extremely sad that misinformation, a lack of information, and a failure to understand the nature of a business loan is something that are the things that are standing in the way of us being able to take the corrective action needed to move the project forward. And that's my only point. And I would move that we pass the agreement, passed that we want to have a loan, and we will provide details of you know, considerations and concerns at our next meeting.
So it's been moved by Campbell that we adopt
second.
The loan.
Oh, yeah, I need a second.
And moved and seconded by Campbell that we adopt the loan and that further concerns or consideration be expressed by NFC at the next meeting and forwarded to the PNB. Are there any objections to the motion?
This is the guy. I would like to add a friendly amendment, if I can, to that, Campbell. That any loan that we agree to, we must make a public statement to the listeners of Pacifica prior to signing to accept any loan against any of the assets of our network.
That's not accepted.
Okay, well, put it in the record, please, and everybody's listening, that's what I've been pushing for, and I will continue to push for full disclosure to the listeners. Thank you.
Would you repeat that?